opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, Reading. Good morning, Reading family. My brothers from another mother, my sisters from another mister. This is Jake Ryan filling in for Carl Bott and on the spot with Linda Bott. So yeah, Carl and Linda are out today. Linda is on assignment, and Carl, I guess, had the opportunity to go fly fishing. So just sort of picture in your mind, you know, a river runs through it, and he's out there. Casting the lines and learning all sorts of, you know, great philosophical things about life. In the meantime, we're left here in Reading to sort of make sense of what's going on around us. To do that, we're actually looking at talking to some of the candidates for local and for state office. This morning we'll have Gary Cadd coming up around about 8:15, and following that we'll have Brian Daly. So am I pronouncing it right? Dilly? My apologies, but the great thing is we'll have the candidate here and he can correct it. We're looking at some of the stuff that's on a national. It's interesting that in the digital age, a lot of the local issues have become national issues. So don't be surprised that if you're looking at the radio or thinking to yourself, oh gosh, no, not another. You're not in their local race. I'm focused on what's going on nationally. You'll be surprised at a lot of the issues that I was looking at Gary Cadd's thing, and boom, we're talking about global issues and climate change and things that the city council actually does to either affect it or make your life miserable as a result of addressing it. So we're interested in exploring those topics as well. So good morning, Bob.
Good morning, and beautiful pre-dawn conditions here. It got a little bit warm this morning. Matter of fact, we'll let you know that it is 71 degrees here in Reading. And tonight's low going to be around 57 degrees. Sunny then tomorrow and a high near 93. As always, the weather report is brought to you by good friends at Anselmo Vineyards on Inwin Drive on the way out to Shingletown. And before we go a whole lot further, I'd like to go ahead and get some financial news on the air, if it is all right with our host.
Yeah, let's see who's rich and poor today.
All righty. Our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, is on the line every morning. They'd let us know what's happening in the markets with the Market Minute. And good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 38 points at 13,540. Standard & Poor's 500 is down 4 at 1455. And the NASDAQ is down 17 at 3162. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 7 cents at $9.04 and Sprint Nextel down a penny at $5.64. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is up 1 cent at $13.56, and Tri-Counties Bank is down 5 cents at $16.51. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield down to 2.90%. And over in the commodity markets, gold is down $13.20 at $17.64.80. Silver is down 59 cents at $34.04, and crude oil is down $1.20 at $91.69. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Okay, again, good morning. I'm actually got some very simple set of rules that were laid out for me as Carl gave me the captain's chair, or the colonel's chair, as it would be. As I was discussing with Bad Bob, don't say anything stupid.
Don't make me reach for the button.
Don't make you reach for the button. Don't say anything profane. And also, as much as you can, let Bob carry the show.
Well, let's go ahead and take a break here. And 605-4567, if you want to call in and bring up a topic. We've got lots of guests this morning here on Free Fire Radio. And, of course, the chat room at KCNR1460.com. This is Free Fire Radio.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought the piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? Ah, it's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around.
Good morning, Reading. We're back here at KCNR Free Fire Media. This is Jake Ryan sitting in for Linda and Carl Bott. In the studio with me today, I have Gary Cadd.
Good morning.
Good morning. And one of our candidates for city council. And my understanding is that there's, what, two positions open?
Two open and three people running, so it's going to be odd person out.
You know, speaking of odd person out, the other two people that are running are Dick Dickerson, who's already on the city council, and Missy MacArthur, who's also on the city council. So you end up having an uphill battle against two incumbents?
Oh, I don't think I have an uphill battle at all, to be quite truthful with you. See, the thing with it is I've been in, coming up very shortly here, January, I'll have attended every single meeting but two of them since January of 07.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the knowledge, and I think I have the knowledge to hit the ground running from day one. Because I have gone to the meetings, I've studied the meetings. I go to a lot of the meetings, at committee meetings, board meetings, even go to the Board of Supervisors when I know that there's an issue that's going to be affecting the city. So there's a lot of issues out there that I've been studying.
Now, that being said, though, you've been to all the meetings, but you haven't been to the closed session ones. So the other candidates can argue that, well, there's a lot more inside baseball than you're aware of, and best to stick with us. Instead of somebody.
Well, let's put it this way then. What goes on in the back room sometimes shouldn't be going on in the back room.
Okay.
Some of the issues that they talk about in the back room should be brought forward. They have a regular meeting, an open meeting. Then they adjourn out of the open meeting and go in the back room. Mm-hmm. And they do their discussions. They come back out, and they should come back out, and anything that was decided in the back room, whether it was by consensus or by a vote, needs to be, Brown Act, needs to be announced. And at times they don't announce it till the next regularly scheduled open meeting 2 weeks hence. So if you can't totally know what's going on. But it's just, here's one for you. We're looking at the police department and moving them. We need to do that. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But having said that, all of a sudden, it seems that we have $2 million that's still open on a bond that they have at Stillwater Business Park. Surprising, I don't think that the city councilors knew that. The public didn't know that. So how could the council be playing with a full deck when they don't even know where all the money's at or what the direction is? So we need to have someone on the council that's going to represent the people. It goes back to a couple of meetings back when the council was asked to put a flagpole up at the library, something that should have been done day one when the library was before it was completed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to cost roughly $7,000. And folks in the community said that they would get together and raise the money to change the flags, because they'll have to be changed probably two or three a year because they're outdoors, of course. And the council said no, that they wouldn't spend the $7,000. The people come forward. We own this city. The city council is ours. They work for us. What kind of attitude is it that they can't spend the $7,000 when they're asked to take care of a problem that should not have occurred in the first place?
No, my understanding on that is that there are, again, people from the community now willing to come forward and get it done through private funds. What's wrong with that? As opposed to,
because it was the city and county's responsibility to put it up in the first place.
Yeah, but if they don't have to spend our public money because other private interests are going to do it for them, why?
Well, are we going to go out and get every private interest to take everything the city can't pay for then?
No, but I'm certainly not going to turn it down if people show up.
Well, the thing with it is the city needs to step up and take care of what the city needs to take care of.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I'm a fill-in host, so I can get away with a lot of stuff. What's the worst you can do to me, Bad Bob? Just not, yeah, well, yeah, the red button. Well, yeah, the damn, the left. Yeah, well, I'm even surprised I'm back. I mean, after beating up on the Girl Scouts the last time I was here, you know, I expected that was my
swan song. Let's move forward here with that.
Well, no, and the reason I bring that up is that when Gabby Gifford was shot in Arizona and was pretty much incapacitated, there was absolutely no representation in her district. And I understand it was a tragic thing, but the bottom line was her people were not being represented while she was going through recovery.
Well,
I
tell you, if we could, let me interrupt you here. Gabby Gifford's from Arizona, and to be quite truthful, I'm not sure that anyone here in the city of Redding can do anything about what happened in Arizona or the representation in Arizona.
I've got the spot. I've got the microphone. It's my show. So let me do the setup. My setup was that while she was recuperating. And while she was going through all that, her area was not being represented, certainly not effectively. And so we have Missy McCarthy locally, who we now realize, or you know, is recovering or battling cancer. That takes a lot out. I know because I have some cancer survivors in my family, and not to be cruel, and I feel for her, and I wish her the best, but. There are going to be times where she is not necessarily going to be effectively representing the people
elected.
You know,
I wouldn't even touch that with a 10-foot pole.
And most politicians won't.
Now, listen a second. I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. Missy is doing what Missy thinks that she needs to do. And I totally, if she wants to run for city council and stay in city council, then that's what she needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I do not, I am running against two incumbents. There's two of them that I'm running against. There's two seats, and there's three people. And like I said at the start of the show, it's odd person out. And that's what it is. I'm running because I feel that the people of the city of Redding deserve to be represented.
Well, if you get elected, Gary, then who's the other odd person out? If you're not the odd person out, who would you rather be? Who would you rather displace?
It's up to the voters.
Okay.
I'm not going to pick one or the other. I don't know who they want to pick. I mean, I'm not going to go telling the voters what they need to do. I'm asking them to vote for Gary Catt.
Unlike me, Gary, you're a gentleman. So, but on that note, let's go to a break, and then we'll come back. And we're here with Gary Catt, running for city council in the city of Reading.
It's 7:20 and 70 degrees at Reading. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. Lots more coming up.
Wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me September 28th. We'll all be up at Anselmo Vineyards singing away with Bob Casandas on guitar, Andy Uli on bass, and Lou White. We start off the night with that good, great jazz dinner music. Later on, we're going to rock out. So come up and enjoy a fabulous five-star meal. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. That's a Friday night, and we'll be there performing from 7 to 10. Anselmo Vineyards.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Crackmaster. Jeff at Crackmaster can do a guarantee other shops don't dare offer. He'll take care of them from small chips, little dings, all the way up to a 24-inch crack. See Jeff, tell him you heard all about it on Free Fire Radio. He's at 3280 Market Street in Reading, or give him a call, 241-8373. Crackmaster, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Now back to our guest host.
Yeah, this is Jake Ryan sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Media. Just one little thing on the Crackmaster thing. I unfortunately let the crack in my windshield go just a little too long. They did everything they could for it. I was really impressed with the amount of work. And, of course, since they couldn't to get it up to what it needed to be, it cost me nothing. So I really enjoy the professionalism of the people over at Crackmaster, our sponsor. We're back in the studio with Gary Catt. And we're going to go ahead and pick up. We have line one, Charles. Charles, you have a question for Gary?
Well, one thing that's coming up tomorrow that can affect the people in Reading quite a bit is the Air Pollution Control Board's bringing up discussion of the Climate Action Plan. And Gary, I know, has been looking into this quite a bit over the past, over a year, really.
Yeah, in fact, if you go to Gary Katz's website, he has a nice page on the issues. And,
oh, yeah.
It's the leading banner on his website. By the way, what's the website for you, Gary?
It's at garycadd.com.
Okay, GaryCadd.com. And so, Gary, I mean, what about Charles' comment?
No, I know it exactly. Charles and I have discussed this issue, and I've really done a lot of research. The Air Quality Management District brought forward a project that they took before the Reading City Council and the other two cities. The Reading City Council was on January the 18th of 2011, and it's a 49-minute presentation that Mr. Russ Mull and their consultant from AECOM, Cully Thomas, brought forward. And it's quite interesting listening to the presentation. Like I said, it's 49 minutes long, but it is well worth listening, especially the towards the end of it. There's a conversation between Mr. Mull and Councilman Bassetti that's quite interesting. But then also there in May of 11, they came out with the preliminary measures feasibility worksheet. It's 21 pages long, and it has quite a number of issues of where we would have retrofits for our homes and our community. And it's quite interesting to read through it. And then when you do that, then you can look at the plan they're bringing forward at this time now. And the plan they've got now is, if for lack of a better term, watered down. But the real thing that would come up to it is, once any climate action plan is put into place, it can be added to. So these issues on this feasibility measures worksheet that they had are going to be coming forward, and they can be forcing you to put a solar hot water heater in your home. It could be voluntary to start with, but if they wanted to raise the voluntary levels, the levels weren't getting to where they wanted to, they would make it mandatory. And it's quite interesting to read this 21-page worksheet. And
where do you stand on all that, Gary?
Well, let's put it this way. We're coming into this climate change. Whether you believe it, whether you don't believe it, AB 32, all right? You've got a swimming pool. Analogy real quick. You have a swimming pool in front of you. To the left, you've got the shallow end of the pool. It's 3 feet deep. And to the right, it's the deep end of the pool. It's 11 feet deep. And why are we diving into 11 feet deep pool with these issues when we should be going into them from the shallow end and working our way down into them? So we need to keep an eye on what's going on. Yolo County has already got a climate action plan. Those folks down there are really upset. The Bay Area, nine county Bay Area, is looking at putting a plan together. They call it the one Bay Area plan, one size fits all. There's nine counties and 110 cities. So the whole thing needs to have a real hard look before we start diving into anything. And the first step here is the Air Quality Board, which will meet tomorrow morning, and then they will take it before the county and before the three cities. So this is something that folks really need to start looking into, because it's going to greatly affect our lives.
As our representative, because that's what you're looking to be.
Real quickly, Charles, did that answer your question?
I wanted to bring up the subject because the discussion of it is coming up tomorrow morning, and people need to be aware of this, because it's going to affect them. It has the potential to affect them greatly, particularly if some of those measures in that 2011 worksheet are put into place.
All right, Charles, we're just about out of time for this segment, but thank you for your call.
Okay. So what would be your guiding principle? I mean, looking at it is certainly what everybody should do, but what are the guiding principles when you do that? Just a...
Well, the guiding principles is to understand what's going on. I mean, they can have end-of-trip facilities where employers are going to have to put in lockers to lock people's bicycles up, put in a shower so that they can shower, and of course they're going to have a personal locker.
Okay, when we come back, we'll be talking about the police station, another hot button issue here in Reading, and Gary has some ideas about that.
From the Fox Business Network, disappointing economic news from across the pond is weighing on the markets here in the U.S. Business confidence in Germany fell for a fifth straight month in September, fueling concerns about the global economy. Germany has Europe's largest economy. Lower than expected sales of Apple's iPhone 5 during its opening weekend is also weighing on the markets. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 40 points. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ both moving lower as well. Shares of Peregrine Pharmaceuticals are plunging. The company announced it found major discrepancies in the study of its experimental lung cancer drug. Peregrine says it will be conducting a review of the discrepancies between some patient sample test results and patient treatment code assignments. And World Wrestling Entertainment is teaming up with Hulu in one of the largest streaming deals to date. Beginning today, Hulu subscribers will have access to popular wrestling shows one day after they air on cable. Hulu's co-owners include Walt Disney, Comcast, and News Corp, the parent company of the Fox Business Network. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. Cudatel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because Cudatel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, Cudatel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit Cudatel.com for a free evaluation. That's Cudatel.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
At Platinum Auto Glass, if it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. That's right, certified technicians specializing in every aspect of window repair and replacement. Whether it's in the shop or at your location with our mobile service. The best part is, all of our work is guaranteed and we'll even help you pay your deductible. A chipped, cracked, or leaky window could be unsafe and possibly get you a ticket as well. Don't put off what our techs can do for you. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops. Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241-STONE or visit us online at estategranite.com.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our very good friends at Tobacco and Brew in Reading. They're at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's Inside Tobacco and Brew. Going to make you some great coffee drinks. You know, The weather will cool off. They'll fix you up a fine coffee drink. The T&B Sweeties in there. It's also the home of the largest walk-in humidor in the area. That's Tobacco and Brew. Proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Now, back to our program.
Good morning, Reading. This is Jake Ryan, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. I have in the studio with me Gary Cadd. As always, it doesn't really matter what we want to talk about. We always give priority to our callers, so we have Sally on line one. Sally.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Sally.
Hey, Gary. Is California the only state in the union that's implementing this climate action plan?
To the direction that they're going in California, I understand, yes, California is the only one. And your next question might be why, and that is because the former governor back in 05 started this thing off, and then the legislature jumped on board and just jumped wholehearted into the 11-foot part of the pool.
And Arnold is still very, very proud of it.
Yeah, it's... Well, go ahead.
It seems to me that all it takes is one fire, and we've completely eliminated anything that we've tried to accomplish with the piling on of regulations that this climate action plan does.
Well, that's because nature didn't get the memo. I think that's been that's been worked on, and I'm sure it won't happen again.
Well, Sally, you're really getting down to the real point. The real point is greenhouse gas inventory. Greenhouse gas inventory will lead us into cap and trade. And that's exactly where the state's wanting to go. The state thinks that they can wind up making billions of dollars off the greenhouse gas auctions and for the credits. So the whole thing is basically a scam to run towards making money. If we really want to make our air cleaner, there are ways we can do it within our community and work to save greenhouse gas emissions. But we don't do it to where it's going to wind up forcing us out of our cars and to pay money. It's just like in the Bay Area. They're working on vehicle miles traveled, and they want to start charging 10 cents a mile for a vehicle to travel. They figured that the vehicles down there travel 13,500 miles a year, which would be $1,350 for every car in the 9-county Bay Area. Well, look at the money that's coming in. Where's the money going to be spent? Where's it going to go? We already know that our government spends money in places we don't want them to spend. So you wonder, why is Gary talking about the Bay Area? Because the Bay Area is the blueprint for what's going to come to here.
Also don't forget the catfight that's going to ensue from people that live in Santa Rosa that commute to San Francisco during the day. And San Francisco is going to want to tax them for all those miles. And of course, Santa Rosa is thinking, hey, why are you taxing my residents?
Well, Santa Rosa is already involved in it.
Yeah, but
part of the 9-county area that's going into this.
Oh, it's getting taxed on it?
Yeah, Sonoma County is one of those 9 counties.
And a question out of the chat room, how is cap and trade going to affect us here in Reading? By the way, thanks for the call, Sally. How is cap and trade going to affect Reading directly, in your view?
Directly, when someone wants to go in and put a project together, any kind of a project, it's going to be greenhouse gas. Whether you get a glass of water, there's a greenhouse gas charge to it. Whether you water your lawn, whether you drive your car, the whole building and maintaining of structures within the city of Reading, whether it's our homes, our businesses, whatever it is going to come under these greenhouse gas limitations. So it's going to affect all of us. It's not just something that's going to be out there and it's going to affect the other guy. It's going to affect all of us.
The really pathetic thing is that the rationale given for this is that there's going to be this marketplace for carbon credits.
Right.
And having been a blood-sucking investment banker in my previous life with Solomon Smith Barney and then with Wedbush Morgan Securities, one of the things I do is I track these markets and I look at these markets. And we tried to invent one that didn't exist because we didn't like the ones that currently do. And basically, all of the infrastructure for that is gone. Yet, the state of California is acting on legislation as if, when we're done implementing all this stuff, we're going to have carbon credits to trade on what market?
Well, and you have a carbon credit to trade on what market, but turn around in the meantime, what's this going to do to our economy? We have a very precarious economy. It's coming back. I mean, we're starting to build. But at the same time, are we going to turn around and neck our economy and take billions of dollars out of our economy to give to the state?
Yeah, but you mentioned it. We're going to get billions and billions of dollars in carbon credits. Again, unfortunately, we don't.
But
that's not in place anymore.
Who's going to get these carbon credits? Are we getting them? No, we're buying them. Someplace, somebody else is going to be purchasing the credits to use them on a different project. The thing with it is, folks out there, this is the issue. You're wondering, Gary Catt is running for Redding City Council. Why on earth is he worried about a climate action plan? Because it affects the city of Redding. Why is he worried about water? Because it affects the city of Redding.
Okay. On that note, we'll get back, and we'll be talking about that police station.
Website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
The Sons of God Motorcycle Club welcomes you to Poker Run 2012 on Saturday, September 29th. $8 for first hand plus lunch, $5 for any additional hands. All proceeds benefit those in our community. Ride begins at Westside Auto Sales directly across 273 from Jolly Giant Flea Market. Registration begins at 11:30 a.m. Bike games, 50-50 raffle prizes, lots of food and live music by the Josh Cox Band. For more information, call Link at 646-9137.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Taking a quick look at our weather. Sunny today, hot high of 94. 94 isn't hot, this is Redding. 61 for a low tonight, mainly sunny tomorrow, and a high near 97. Currently in Redding, it is 71 degrees, and the report is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, back to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, this is Jake Ryan filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. Well, Carl is fly fishing, and Linda is on assignments which nobody ever talks about.
Covert,
yeah, she slaps on the Beretta, according to Carl, and that's the last he sees for her for a couple of days. So the 94 degree high. So I guess we can officially not call this the city of Reddening. It is now just the city of Redding.
By the way, welcome to fall. The solstice or the equinox was Saturday, so we are now into fall.
I forgot to congratulate my pagan friends. So we have with us in the studio today Gary Catt. We're talking about his city council run. We keep wanting to talk about the police station, but callers always have first preference. I think this one will be easy. Donna, are you on? You're on line one, right?
Yes.
Hey, Donna.
Good morning, Donna.
Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Gary?
The
thank you. I have a couple of questions. One is, how can we oppose this climate action plan that's coming before the city council tomorrow? And then I also wanted to ask, how can we contribute to your campaign?
Gary?
Well, first of all, to contribute to the campaign, you can go to GaryCad.com, and there's a donate page on the website. And it also, you could either do it by credit card, or you can, there's an address where you can send it in.
Okay.
But I certainly appreciate that. And the other question about how can we not accept the climate action plan, Donna, the thing that has to happen is people need to understand what's in the climate action plan. The folks down in Yolo County here 2 years ago weren't awake, and they weren't watching what was coming. And there's folks down there now that are really livid with the plan they put in down there. And the Shasta County used the same consultant, AECOM, is the company that they used to set this up. And if you go through the worksheet that I was speaking of, and you look at the 21 pages, you scratch your head and wonder what is coming at us here. And they keep talking about voluntary, but if the community levels are not reached, then it'll become mandatory on these issues we're talking about. Now, I have to tell you that this particular worksheet I'm talking about, as I recall now, it's not on my campaign webpage, GaryCad.com, but I will see that later this morning that it is put on there so that folks can look at it. And the title of it will be RCAP, Regional Climate Action Plan. And you can look at the actual plan and read it.
Okay, and now, so it's important to be at the meeting tomorrow night at City Council?
Well, no, it's not. That meeting we're speaking of there that Charles spoke of earlier is with the Board of Supervisors. And what is happening is the Board of Supervisors, the five of them, are also the board on the Air Quality Management District. They're the board for that Air Quality District. They are going to review and accept the plan tomorrow. Then once they do, then it will have to go before, at a different day, go before the Board of Supervisors. Then it will be presented to the City of Redding, City of Anderson, and City of Shasta Lake for them to review it. And there's been plans for the three cities, and I believe there's a different plan for Shasta County. So what I'm saying is, folks, is you need to know what they originally planned, because this plan they're presenting tomorrow is a watered down plan, because all they want to do is get it into place. Then once it's in place, then they can add different issues to it. It'll start building on top of it.
So the key is to nip it in the bud by going to the county meeting.
All right. The thing with me is I am not going to tell you that I'm 100% against the climate action plan. But what I am telling you is we need to be involved, and you need to know what's in the plan or what can be coming our way so that we know what's happening, so we don't wind up behind the eight ball like some other counties have done.
Yeah, I personally believe that the climate change thing is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on us. And as Bob was talking about, follow the Benjamins. I think it has a lot more to do with
those
money than it does, quote-unquote, saving the planet.
Yeah, it's the cap-and-trade thing that they're instituting in California. Thank you, Donna.
Donna, did that answer your questions?
Thank you.
Okay. And remember, that was go to GaryCad.com, GaryCadd, two Ds at the end. Okay, Gary, let's talk about the police station. It's gone through several more morphings. Originally, they wanted to build a brand new building. Then they were looking to go into the Costco when it relocated. Now they're talking about going to, or they're actually making plans to go into City Hall and kick REU out. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, first of all, let's talk about the subject itself. Do the police department need a new administration office? They needed that 25 years ago. When they built City Hall, they should never have put REU into City Hall. They should have put the police department in City Hall and left REU or whatever building they were in at that time. I wasn't here then, so I can't speak to that. But having said that, then the police department would be in City Hall. Now, they haven't done that, and the police department's in the building it's in now, and it's dilapidated, so wonder it doesn't fall down. It's in poor condition. And our police department and the work that they do, the administrators from chief lighting all the way down to the bottom, they need a better home. So do we need to move REU out? Yes. But does REU have to pay for it? Now, what the city council and the city staff have come up with is they want to
take $2 million that was left over from a bond out at Stillwater Business Park, which, to be truthful with you, nobody knew that even existed, and then get another $5 million bond, which would have a cost to it, and then make this change. And then REU could pay for moving itself out. Well, I think that what we ought to do is use some of REU's reserve money, whatever it needs to be, figure the amount out, and then borrow the money from REU on a contract, deed of trust, make out a financial statement, and move forward.
Okay. Well, and that, it's obviously well thought out. Gary, you're going to be come back after the break, right? We're going to be taking the obscene profit timeout, as Rush Limbaugh used to say.
And you're listening to KCNR 1460. It is now 9 minutes before 8 o'clock. More Free Fire Radio coming up. All of times have come. Here, but now they're gone. Seasons don't feel the reaper. Hey, Linda, guess what's happening at Tobacco and Brew this month?
$3 all month for their special Double Dark Mocha. You can get it hot, iced, or blended.
And I understand that Tobacco and Brew is serving up organic coffee.
That's right, from Guatemala. It's organic coffee where you can get it full or by the pound.
That's right, and walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town.
Come and check out the new wine, Smoking Loon, just $10.99 a bottle. It's a fabulous Chardonnay with a slight oak taste with hints of apple and mango. I love it.
And veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. And if you want to go out and get that cup of coffee and sit down outside, they've got plenty of places to do that. Sit there with your friends.
Winners around the corner. Come in and get your coffee mugs now. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, across from C.R. Gibbs.
Hey, hon, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and will never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hello, this is Glenn Hawes. Wanda and I would like to invite you to a special event we are having for Brian Daly. Brian is running for state assembly, and we would like you and your family to meet Brian and his family Wednesday, the 26th of September. Come on out to historic Hawes Farms for some barbecue. Bring the whole family for a fun evening of rides and activities. Gates open at 5 and dinner is at 6. Brian is a hard-working, successful farmer who will make a great assemblyman. Come out and show your support. You can buy tickets online at briandaly.com or call 276-7743 to find out where you can pick up tickets. Once again, come out and meet Brian Daly and his family September 26th at Hawes Farms, Dershowitz Deschutes Roads in Anderson. See you there.
This message was paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2012.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Yeah, it's warm and sunny right now, but fall has arrived and it's going to start cooling off. Shasta Gas Propane will provide great service to you. They install and service propane equipment. They can offer excellent service. They've been around since 1997. They have 4,000 customers in Shasta and Tehama County. They are locally owned, family operated. All their employees are safety trained and service oriented. Give Shasta Propane, Shasta Gas Propane Professionals a call at 365-3793. Their customers are warm friends and proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio. By the way, Comrade Ann, give me a call here at the radio station. I understand you're having some chat room issues, so give me a call. We'll see what we can work out for you. Now, back to Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. This is Jake Ryan filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. We're at the final segments of the hour. I was just thinking, I was listening you do the read on. It's like you've got this great radio voice, Bobby. Have you ever thought of making it a career?
gee.
One thing I wanted to go back and somebody was talking about giving support to Gary Gary Catt is my guest here. Was talking about his website where you can donate, and I not to put too much of a fine point, and he isn't pushing it, but I do. If you believe that what you're hearing from Gary Catt is somebody you want representing you, then you need to consider he's not an incumbent. Money flows to incumbents. And unfortunately, a lot of people who believe in good government don't feel like they should have to pay for it, and so they don't. But people who want, their interest represented, they have no problem paying up. So if you're one of these people that thinks that you agree with what Gary's saying and that he represents your interest, don't think that he's magically going to get elected if you don't give him support. So I'm just saying, I'll just say that. Well, let's go back to the police station real quick. We want to
What I want to add to this is that if the way the city has it set up now, the way it's set up right now is they're having spending $45,000 to have an architect look at the building renditions on the city property to move the police department over to the city. I believe that they want to go out and use the $2 million from Stillwater Business Park, which is a bond, which has a debt service, and then borrow a $5 million, which is a bond, which will be debt service. You're probably talking close to $500,000 a year, so we're going to wind up, if it's $7 million over a period of time, we'll wind up paying $14 million. Why don't we go to REU, to the reserve account, take $7 million out of the reserve account if this is what we need to do, because I think we need to set up what how much we can spend on this before we start picking an amount and then build to that amount. We need to figure out what it is that we can really afford. But having said that, take the money from REU, have a 1% bond or 1% loan interest to service the loan, and then pay REU back. But I'm talking about having a deed of trust. I'm talking about having a stipulation that each year so much will be paid back to REU. Not one of these situations where we borrow from REU and we'll pay it back, down the road somewhere. It'll be set in stone as to where it's to be paid back. Because we own, you and I, the people of Reading, own the city of Reading, and we also own REU. They're two separate entities, and we need to run that way.
And I don't mean to be devil's advocate on that, but I... Okay, so let's say that is the arrangement. What's the enforcement mechanism? You're supposed to pay it back, but what if you don't? What penalty then goes against?
Well, the thing that's going to go against it is the five council members, and the people have the right to vote them in or vote them out. If you want people on the council, you need to elect people on the council that are going to do the will of what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want that loan taken care of and paid off, then it needs to be paid off. If it doesn't, you go down on Tuesday nights to the city council and you stand up and tell the folks. For so many years, council doesn't listen to the people, just flat doesn't listen to the people, and people just don't come to the meetings. Like I say, but I've been going since January of 07, and I get the start of the meeting and I stay till the end of the meeting. But the one other thing with REU that I want to mention.
There should be an award for that.
Oh, I don't know about that. We need to have and reinstitute the Reading Electric Utility Commission. We used to have one up till 1994, and for whatever reason, although I've heard many, that it was done away with. But we need to have a Reading Electric Utility put back together again. It needs to have seven members from the community, and I believe one mechanical engineer, electrical engineer, a CPA, and an attorney, and then three folks from the community be on this commission to oversee our $170 million asset.
Okay. Well, Gary, thank you for being with us today. Again, if you
Thanks
want
for having me.
Yeah, no problem. And if you want to read more about Gary Catt, go to garycadd.com. And he's got his issues and all his contact information
and
there.
That RCAP is now on the site. That Regional Climate Action Plan that I was talking about a few minutes ago is on the site.
You can't get better than that. I mean, how responsive can you get? All right, this is the Free Fire Media, KCNR.
And lots more Free Fire Radio coming up after Fox News at the top of the hour here on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. One of the voter ID cases winding its way through the courts winds down in South Carolina. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown following this live.
Lisa, closing arguments are beginning today in a D.C. federal courtroom over whether or not South Carolina can implement a law requiring voters show picture ID when coming to the polls. The Justice Department claims it violates the Voting Rights Act of 1965 by making it tougher for minorities without government-issued photo ID to cast ballots, though South Carolina insists it's meant to prevent voter fraud. This case might end up in the U.S. Supreme Court, which has previously upheld similar laws in Georgia and Indiana, Lisa.
Well, and then Mitt Romney campaigns today in Colorado, one of the two dozen states where early voting is underway. President Obama heads to New York for the U.N. General Assembly. One of the pre-events this morning appeared to dip into campaign territory. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in D.C.
Yes, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she's out of politics, but tells former President Clinton's Global Initiative Conference the U.S. needs to do more to encourage private giving elsewhere in the world.
There are rich people everywhere, and yet they do not contribute to the growth of their own country.
One reason, she says, tax laws that discourage private giving. Secretary Clinton says the U.S. needs to do more to encourage a culture of charity. Lisa?
Rich, 13 high schools in New York City will now offer the so-called morning after pill to girls as young as age 14, and they won't need a parent's permission to get it. However, parents have been notified about that pilot program and can force their daughters to opt out of it. Late word that Hurricane Miriam is now a Category 3 storm in the Pacific off Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Not aiming for any land at this point, though. It's still more than 400 miles out and twirling northwest. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class. But it won't always be, if you know what I mean.
When you own a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, chances are they'll own it one day too. Because a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is 100% through and through a Mercedes-Benz. And right now, during our certified pre-owned sales event, you can get exceptional 1.99% financing on select models. Every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high. Plus, a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio.
I can't wait to drive this.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through October 1st. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-Mercedes for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations. Not all customers are qualified for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval.
Jury selection begins today for a former university professor who's already admitted to a deadly shooting rampage at the University of Alabama. Three people were killed, three more wounded, when Amy Bishop opened fire during a faculty meeting on the Huntsville campus. Her guilty plea earlier this month, though, was for capital murder, so a trial is still required under Alabama law. She'll face life in prison. The U.S. Supreme Court justices hunkering down behind closed doors for their first conference of the current term.
It's when they decide which cases seeking appeal to the highest court in the land will be heard. Those cases include a challenge to Proposition 8, a gay marriage ban in California, and at least one challenge to the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. Last week, speaking at the University of Colorado, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg predicted the court will decide a marriage rights case within the next year. Oral arguments are scheduled to begin a week from today.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern in D.C. It's almost October, which means the holiday shopping countdown is already underway. Toys R Us out with the top 50 list.
The Big Wheel is back with two models, each priced at $60. Nerf makes the list with a laser tag setup, retailing for $50.
Parents often think, you know, are crafts going to be exciting for my kids this year?
And Toys R Us's Lisa Harnish says yes with the $25 Gilardi Designer Studio.
Kids get to customize and create their very own stickers.
Of course, there are dolls.
She's a showstopper. She dances, she sings, she tells jokes.
That's the $50 lollipop la Loopsy's sister doll, and don't forget the latest pop craze.
For the girl who doesn't necessarily need to follow the One Direction boy band everywhere in the world. You don't know you're
beautiful. There are One Direction dolls, priced at $20 for each member. You have just 92 shopping days left until Christmas. Chris Onig, Fox News Radio.
Just 3 days after its launch, more than 5 million iPhone 5s have been sold. That's far short of estimates of up to 10 million, though, so Apple stock is lower. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back for our second hour of Free Fire Radio. And then again, our guest host, who, gentlemen, the microphones are open, and Jake Ryan.
This is Jake Ryan, and I'm here for Carl and Linda Bott. Linda on assignment, Carl out fly fishing, out in the wilds of Northern California somewhere. So like I said before, just kind of picture a river runs through it, and that's Carl right now. I will have, coming back from our break, we'll be having Brian Daly, any candidate for assembly. I just want to also thank Carl and Linda for giving me this opportunity to come in and do the show. That's when I was a kid, I actually got my third class radio telephone operator's license when I was about 15. Worked for an NPR station and thought, you know, this would be really good. I really have the face for radio, and I could make a career out of it. And somewhere along the line, I got sidetracked and. So it's kind of an old love coming back to haunt me. So how much time do we have before your next reading?
Well, why don't we go ahead and clear out, because you do the gold and silver thing, and, of course, that's part of what's happening in the commodities markets. And as always, we like to keep up with what's happening out there in the financial world with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Kathy, who's getting rich and who's losing their shirt out there?
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 21 points at 13,557. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index is negative 2 at 14,57, and the NASDAQ is negative 15 at 31,64. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America up 8 cents at $9.18, and Sprint Nextel unchanged at $5.65. Stocks of local interest, XO Group is up 26 cents at $8.48, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 11 cents at $42.70. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has lowered the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.71%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down $1.19 at $91.70. Gold is down $10.10 at $17.67.90, and silver is down 52 cents at $34.11. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
And thank you very much, Kathy. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on Free Fire Radio. And we got about 3 minutes before we take a break. Jake?
Okay. I was going to say, I appreciate that. No, well, I hate to do the naked plug, but did you hear about gold and silver? It sounds like a fire sale opportunity to me. Get it while it's cheap. And by the way, I just happen to do that at my stores. So that is the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. Like I said, naked plug because I can and also because I'm a sponsor of the show. So they get my money anyway. We have our guest today, Brian Daly. You're going to have just enough time to introduce yourself and, before we get into the meat of your campaign, Brian, you're running for the 1st District State Assembly. Currently you have two opponents, Rick Bassetti and... Oh, just Rick Bassetti. Yeah, what's that other name on the ballot? Every time I pull up any information, there seems to be this third name on there.
Just between Rick Bassetti and myself, we're the top two vote-getters. Actually, I was the top vote-getter, and Rick was in second place. But the top two go to the general election, and that's where we're at, right, for the November 6th.
Right, and if you'd cleared 50%, there wouldn't even be a runoff, would
no,
there?
No, at the state level, it doesn't matter if you cleared 50%, you still have a runoff.
Okay, all right. And so we have a situation now where we have two Republicans then running off on each other. So is this a question of who's the most moderate or who's the most conservative or...
Well, I believe that it's that people will look to see which candidate has the most experience, and one that has produced results, and I hope that's what the folks look at out there. America's problems are just that. The problems in the Republicans and Democrats alike need jobs and need to get a handle on our regulations, and we need to promote our country and our state and our local offices.
Now, experience-wise, I mean, we all know here in Reading, Rick Bassetti, you know, used to be mayor during his term. He's been on city council. You've been a four-term county supervisor?
In Lassen County, I've served 16 years. I'm on my 16th year.
Mm-hmm.
I will serve there until January of this year, and that's the final year of my 16 years.
And so your argument's going to be that that your experience versus Rick's is a little more conducive to what you're going to face in Sacramento. Is that right?
Absolutely.
We do have on the line, Ryan's going to be at a Tea Party meeting tonight, and on the line we have Sally, who's going to let us know some information about that. Sally, go ahead.
Morning, Sally.
Hello, Sally.
Sally?
All right, hold on just a minute. Let me try another switch here. Sally, you're on the line. Tell us a little bit about the Tea Party meeting tonight.
Yes, tonight at the Tea Party, we are going to be hosting Brian Dolly and Rick Bassetti. They will be doing a debate. I think this is the only debate in Reading before the election. And we're inviting everybody to come on out. It's free, and it starts at 6 o'clock. It's at the Destiny Fellowship Church on 2570 South Bonneview Road. And there'll be debating the first 40 minutes or so, and then we'll have questions the audience can ask, and they will each be able to go in and meet the candidate.
You know, let's take this opportunity to put this to rest. I mean, I hear your name is Dolly, Dally. I pretty soon somebody will be saying, "Oh, that guy Brian Daly." Can you just,
it's Dolly.
Dally. Okay, my bad. You're good, Sally. Also, this Wednesday, I heard advertising that you're doing a barbecue at...
Yes, it's advertised on this radio. Out at the Hawes Pumpkin Patch, we're doing a fundraiser barbecue and get to know the candidate. So folks can come out at 5, we'll eat at 6. You can get tickets for that on my website at briandally.com.
I just figured since I had done my own naked plug, I could let you do a naked plug as well. Again, since you're already supporting the station. And we'll come back. This is Free Fire Media with Jake Ryan filling in for Carl and Linda Bott.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear.
Yeah, Sugar Bear.
Remind me again why we're out here.
To get in touch with our inner bear.
Our inner bear? What's that?
Yep, our inner bear.
Couldn't we just do that at home?
Oh, come on. Get in the spirit. We need to find the words to truly channel our never-ending, all-consuming need to feed people huge portions of great-tasting food at modest prices.
Couldn't we just tell them about all of our home-style meals we offer and how we make things with the freshest ingredients, never any freeze-dried or prefabricated stuff?
Well,
and how we never compromise quality while maintaining reasonable prices.
Well, now that does kind of have a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
Did you have to bring a real bear?
Real bear? Okay, don't panic.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
And taking a quick look at our North Valley weather, sunny today, hot. Well, not so much. 100 degrees is hot today. It only gets up to 94. Tonight's low 61 and mainly sunny tomorrow with a high of 97. Right now, 72 degrees in Reading. As always, the weather brought to you by our good friends at Anselmo Vineyards on the way to Shingletown on Inwood Drive.
Yeah, Jake Ryan here, sitting in for Carl Lindebaugh. 94 degrees. Well, you know, it's a dry heat, so we can handle that. It'd be, you know, you'd really be hating life if you were in Louisiana. And you know, heck, you'd be hating life at 80 degrees in Louisiana. That being said, I just, you know, talk about the weather. It's a occupational hazard. This is Jake Ryan. I am sitting in for Carl Lindebaugh. I have in the studio today, Brian Daly. I did it again, didn't I?
That's right. Yeah. Brian Daly.
Okay. Oh, shoot. Good. I did it right this time. Brian Daly, probably the worst of your problems if somebody gets it wrong, as long as you get it right if you're voting. We're looking over some of the issues that had come to play. We, you know, had our kind of script to get to do. But the first thing I want to do is to let people know a little bit more about you that haven't been following the race, because now people are starting to pay attention.
Absolutely.
As we go into the November elections. So, Brian, who are you?
I'm a third-generation farmer. My grandfather was a homesteader in Siskiyou County in the 30s. He bought some land in Lassen County in the 40s. And I continue to farm that same ground in Lassen County. We've been there since 1942. I have had the opportunity to serve on the Lassen County Board of Supervisors for the last 16 years.
And when you say farm, I mean you're the guy actually on the tractor.
Yes, I was out yesterday.
Let's see your fingernails. Whoa, yeah, he's a farmer.
Actually, I have a seed business. We raise seed and then we run it through a mill. We put it in bags and we sell it to other farmers, and we sell it direct, and we also sell it wholesale. So we farm about 2,000 acres, my wife and I. My wife owns a plant nursery, so she plants seeds one at a time, and I plant them by the millions. We have full-time and part-time employees in our business, and we're faced with all the state regulations that are coming down on our businesses, so we understand that. I've also had the opportunity to serve on the Lassen County Board of Supervisors for the last 16 years. I've served. Our county is debt-free. We own all of our assets. We have funded our unfunded liabilities. We have did pension reform in our county. And we have the opportunity to have some good board members, and we look to the future like we do in our own businesses and try to plan for the things that are coming ahead. In actuality, we have Shasta County inmates are in our jail. We're renting beds of our jail out to some of the inmates from Shasta County. We just
because you had this inmate shortage,
no,
this criminal shortage.
No, so we have the same problems, but we have we built our correctional center about 15, 20 years ago, and we made it large because that was the third jail that the county had built, and we decided that we would make it larger, knowing that we wouldn't have to come back and do it again. So we paid those debts down, and we own the building now. And so with AB 109 coming out and the revolving door, we are housing our prisoners. We're not putting them out on the street, and that's keeping us.
So you're actually a beneficiary of realignment?
Well, no. Realignment is not going to be good for any local entity in California. But in our case, we have the opportunity to have some extra beds, and we're renting those beds out and actually making a profit for our county.
And offset all the bad stuff that's going to come down as a result of it.
It's helping. It's still difficult. There's a lot of it's tough legislation. You know, the state has a problem with balancing their budget, and they continually want to do that on the backs of the county. The one thing that the county is that's different than other agencies is that we're a subdivision of the state, and the laws that the state passes, we are forced to implement those laws, and a lot of those laws are unfunded mandates, and AB 109, which is the realignment for the prisoners, is going to be just that. It's going to come with not enough resources to take care of the issues, and so the state's basically pushing that off. That's onto the counties. And that's one of the reasons I'm running for the state assembly is that I understand those issues. I've been in the ring fighting the bull for 16 years, and it's difficult, but I understand those things, and that's why I want to go to Sacramento, and I believe I have the experience to do that.
Now, if the governor's tax thing doesn't happen, what you're going to see is a free-for-all fight for those limited resources in Sacramento. We're going to talk to Brian about those after we come back from this break.
And we have a couple of callers on the line. If you're trying to call in, you're getting a busy signal, keep trying. We'll clear those lines as soon as we can. Free Fire Radio continues after this. Don't you cry no
more. It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our good friends at Crown Motors. Stop by and visit Steve Roberts and the crew today. Your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Reading and surrounding areas. Crown Motors, you'll find him at 555 Cypress Avenue, Reading.
Good morning, Reading. This is Jake Ryan. I'm sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are one's on assignment, one's fly fishing. You can, if you've been listening, you know which is which. I just going to go to the chat room. We try to give people as they come in their due. Sonny was asking Brian if he was accepting any union money, and before you answer that, I did want you to let you know that I even though it probably sounds like I'm winging it, I do research. I do look up, and I was looking on the Secretary of State's website and looking for any kind of contributions, independent expenditures, and sure enough, yeah, I did see the Peace Officers Union had given you money pretty much at the last hour for the primary. But then, of course, right underneath that, I saw that you also got a large sum of money from the California Republican Assembly, the CRA, which is not to be confused with the actual governmental body, but a conservative organization that certainly is anathema to a lot of things that the public employee unions want to accomplish. So, Brian, can you explain
this
dichotomy to me?
In the primary, I received $2,000 from the Peace Officers Research Association, and that came to my campaign. And I am work on public safety. You know,
and they did an independent expenditure.
Yeah,
for
they
you
did
as well.
That. That's not something I can control.
Right.
I am very much in favor of public safety. Look, when you dial 911, you want somebody to come, and I know, being a supervisor for 16 years, that, you know, there's things that government should do, and one of them is public safety. The other thing is we should do good infrastructure, and we should protect our citizens, and we should have good schools. Those are the things that I believe government should do. There's a lot of things that government shouldn't do that we do, but public safety is number one. I'm not home right now, but my family's there, and if my wife needs help, I want somebody to, you know, respond. And that's whether you have, you know, you need an ambulance or you need someone to help protect your family.
Now, Rick Bassetti, which is your
opponent.
Competition,
mm-hmm.
Opponent, yeah. And afterwards, we'll all shake hands and be friends. But he, you know, he took a lot of dings when he was pursuing pension reform here in the city of Reading.
Uh-huh.
So some could look at this and say to themselves, well, they obviously wanted Brian because, oh, you know, because we can't count on, you know, Rick, because, you know, he's not obviously not playing ball in the city of Reading. He's not going to do it at the state. That's just an obvious conclusion some people are going to make. Here's your opportunity to address
well,
that.
Well, in Lassen County, we did pension reform. We, as a board, we voluntarily reduced our salaries and benefits and pensions to the exact what we asked our bargaining units to do, and that's how we did it in Lassen County. We've balanced our budget. We have a reserve. We have no debt, and so that's how we did it in Lassen County. That's a little different than what they did here in the city, and so, yes, I am definitely pro public safety, and I believe that's one thing that is high on the list of the citizens of this state, that we make ourselves safe. You know, in Lassen County, our sheriff came to us and presented his budget, and we actually gave him more in his budget than he asked for, because we know that as the unemployment rate goes up, so does crime, and you've seen that. The statistics will show that, and we want to make sure that our citizens are safe. I will be promoting that same thing at the state level, but what we really need to do is promote jobs. That creates more tax revenue, so if we can create jobs and reduce regulation, those are the things that I want to prioritize as an assembly member. I've done that in Lassen County. We're a natural resource-based area in this northeastern part of California. I want to protect water rights. In 2001, the federal government took our water from our farm up in Siskiyou County for a suckerfish. So I totally understand what it's like to lose your water. And so I'm opposed to the peripheral canal. I think we should build more dams. We should retain more of this water during the runoff times. We shouldn't be talking about taking dams out on the Siskiyou. It's taking of private property rights, and I totally understand that, and I'm pro-private property rights.
Brian, let's go ahead and pick up a call from Larry. Larry, you're on line two. Do you have a question for Brian?
Well, yeah. Well, I was holding on. I had a few of them answered, but...
Okay, then you can just hang up now, Larry.
I'm specifically interested in more details of Brian's resume as to his experience. When he started out, he specified he had more experience than Mr. Bassetti. But when at the time I was calling in, there wasn't that many details. But I'd like to know about more of his statewide and national experience. And
absolutely.
Different organizations and positions that he's been on to specific experience.
I have. I've served as the Regional Council of Rural Counties. There's 32 rural counties in the state of California. That's counties with a population of 300,000 or less, and that is including every county in the First Assembly District. I was the chairman of the Regional Council for Rural Counties, and we work on all these issues of natural resource issues, water, power issues, and I also served on the National Association of Counties. There's over 3,000 counties in the United States. I was chairman of the Energy, Environment, and Land Use Committee, working on a lot of the public lands issues, timber issues, water issues, mining. And I also received the Dale Sowards Award for the 17 Western states as a proponent of a person that takes care of public lands.
Right, and obviously a productive private citizen paying taxes. So you're part of the 53%, right, Brian?
Absolutely.
This is KCNR, Free Fire Media.
And lots more with our guest host and our guest right after Fox News, Bob in the Hour, and 605-4567, the call-in line.
Fox News Radio, I'm Salji Ingrasso. At the UN, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad denouncing the U.S. and other members of the Security Council for not punishing the maker of the anti-Islam film.
They support these offenders, infringe upon others' freedom, and allow sacrilege to people's beliefs.
Ahmadinejad speaking through a translator. One group of economists is out with their take on the best way to help the economy.
It'll take higher taxes and spending cuts to reduce the national debt. That from a survey of 236 members of the National Association for Business Economics. Specifically, the group suggests more fiscal stimulus spending through 2013, but the following year, a throttling back.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern in Washington. Miriam is now a Category 3 hurricane, well off Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. National Hurricane Center forecasters say it's a major hurricane at sea, no coastal warnings in effect. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
This is Mike Huber with Estate Granite and Things. Do you know the status of your granite? Is your granite or engineered stone countertop starting to show a little wear and tear? Let the experts at Estate Granite and Things take care of your countertops and make them look their very best. Our restoration service can bring your granite status back up to new again. Plus, we can advise you on other issues with your countertops, turning ordinary kitchens and baths into a space that you can be proud of. For all your remodeling and restoration needs, Estate Granite and Things. Call us today, 241-STONE or EstateGranite.com.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. It's where I get my haircut. It's where Colonel Bott gets his haircut. It's where you should get your haircut. 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading, Cypress Square Barbershop, proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio. Now, back to our guest host.
Jake Ryan here at filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. Linda on assignment, Carl fly fishing somewhere. And given the temperature, I'm sure he's having a great old time. What, high 94 degrees, right, Bob?
That's correct. Looking for a high of 94 today, 97 tomorrow.
Awesome. All right, so we do have Michael on line one. He's been off and on holding for a while, so let's get to him. Michael, are you there?
Yes, hi. I just have a couple.
Michael, we're losing you.
Hold the string.
Hold the string a little tighter, Michael.
Okay, the question is, to vote for Mr. Daley over Massetti and any legislative proposals that you can tell us about.
Okay, so my interpretation of that question, because I could barely hear it, was give me a major reason to vote for Brian Daley over Rick Bassetti. Is that correct?
Right, and okay. Any specific legislative proposals?
I can answer that. You know, I have 16 years on the Lassen County Board
Michael.
Of Supervisors. As a legislator, and as I said earlier, we are an extension of the state, so I understand what it's going to take to I've been dealing with the state budget or the lack of their budgeting for 16 years, and in our case, our county's debt-free, and we are doing with the taxpayers' dollars in Lassen County what they should be doing at the state and federal level. I also own and operate a business, and I understand the hardships that it takes to run a business. I've consistently operated that business, started from the ground up, and have grown it into a small agribusiness. We farm about 2,000 acres. We have full and part-time employees. And the regulatory environment in this state makes it very difficult to stay in business. I'm different than other businesses. I can't pick my farm up and move it out of California. I need to. So I'm here to fight the fight and turn this great state around again. You know, we have the greatest state in the nation. As far as I'm concerned, we have the best water systems. We have the movie industry. We have the Silicon Valley. We have a lot of things that other states don't have. But we have a legislature and a governor that don't understand how to run a business. And so that is the difference between me and my opponent. I understand it. I've proved it over the last 16 years, and I'm ready to go to Sacramento with hit the ground running and accomplish the things that need to be accomplished. We need out of the gate. We need to produce jobs, and how we do that is give the business community some security by not changing the rules every 6 months by passing 880 laws. Were passed into law last year, signed by the governor. You can't even read that many. And neither can the legislature, and we have too many laws on the books, and that's what's causing business to not take the risk that we do in business. It's too hard to judge what the state legislature is going to do. So for me, I have the experience in business and in government, and both of those have been very well operated over my lifetime.
Hopefully that answered your question, Michael. And we have Gary on line two. Gary, what's your question?
Well, the question deals with jobs. At least three times this morning, Mr. Daley has indicated that jobs is number one issue, and yet labor statistics from California State indicate that there's a continued decline in private sector jobs in Lassen County. So it would be a good assumption that Mr. Daley hasn't done a good job of related to the job issue in Lassen County. And
Gary?
The question is, how can we believe that he would be an asset in creating jobs if elected to the assembly position?
Okay, Gary, tough question there.
No, that's not a tough question. Yeah. In Lassen County, agriculture is the number one job producer, and the second one was the timber industry. And what's happened to the timber industry over the last 15 years to 20 years is we had the spotted owl. We've had the regulatory environment from the state and the federal level, and that's what's driven the jobs out of Lassen County. The air quality standards has put down two cogeneration plants in the last 5 years, and so those are things that are not in my control. That's exactly why I'm running for the state assembly, is to lessen those regulations and put people back to work on the ground. I was a member of the Quincy Library Group, which was federal legislation that tried to do fire we had a 5-year pilot project which was going to put do 50,000 acres of mechanically thinning and keep our lumber mills running in the northeastern part of the state. We've been sued on every time we put a project together. We've been sued by national environmental groups. So the jobs that northeastern California and this assembly district are resource based, and we're under attack. And one of the things that my opponents brought up is that, you know, Lassen County has prisons and that's why we're debt free. Well, I want to explain a little bit about what prisons do to communities. They do bring some jobs in, but along with those jobs comes some of the families that follow are not job seekers, and we had about a 5-bed juvenile hall, and we have a 20-bed juvenile hall now. So those are a drain on the county. On the other side of it, the cities grow because they receive more tax base and there's more people buying. So the counties versus the cities is different. In Lassen County, we have one incorporated city, which is Susanville, and they've grown by the tax base, but the county has had to pick up the shortfall.
Okay. Hopefully that answers your question, Gary. And when we come back, I really want to talk about pension reform and what happens when the governor's tax or Jerry Brown's tax doesn't come through.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me September 28th. We'll all be up at Anselmo Vineyards singing away with Bob Casandas on guitar, Andy Uli on bass, and Lou White. We start off the night with that good, great jazz dinner music. Later on, we're going to rock out. So come up and enjoy a fabulous 5-star meal in Salmo Vineyards, 474-5546. That's a Friday night, and we'll be there performing from 7 to 10 in Salmo Vineyards.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Here's North State Conservative Jim Nielsen.
Hi, this is Jim Nielsen. You know, the Sacramento politicians have really made a mess of things. They increase spending and pile regulations on our farms and small businesses. And their only plan for California is to raise taxes. Taxes kill jobs. We don't need more government. We need more jobs. We don't need more regulations. We need more freedom. It's time to take back the checkbook and remind Sacramento that they aren't the boss. We are. We can start by defeating Jerry Brown's tax increase, derailing his $100 billion high-speed fantasy train, and stopping his scheme for a peripheral tunnel. North State water should be used right here to grow our crops, not shipped south to hose down tennis courts in Beverly Hills. This is Jim Nielsen.
a conservative rancher with North State values and good common sense. Jim Nielsen for Senate. He fights for us.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
And checking the North State weather real quick. 74 degrees, and today's high is going to be about 94. Tonight's low 61. A little bit warmer tomorrow and a high of 97. The weather always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards on the way out to Shingletown on Inwood Drive. And you know, the weather these days, it's still staying pretty warm. You want to be comfortable year-round because not too much further is going to be cooling off. That's a reason you want to get hold of Alliance Heating and Air right now. Old-fashioned values. Quality doesn't have to cost more. They service and repair all makes and models 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They've been at it since 1992. So they will give you great value. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Email them at homecomfort.org, 221-2642, 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air.
And this is Jake Ryan with Brian Daly answering your questions on Mr. Daly's run for State Assembly. One of the things I'm going to say it. It's probably one of these things. I can't believe he's wasting radio time on it, but I did remember reading something a long time ago that that candidates with facial hair just do not do really well. So Bad Bob shouldn't run for elected office. And you actually came up of the two runoff candidates, you and Mr. Bassetti. You know, I couldn't help but notice that you have facial hair, and but you came out on top. So
well, I don't
know. How do you explain that?
I don't know if that makes any difference. My wife likes it, and so that's what works for me.
All right, so no attempt to shave it if the election gets closer.
No.
Okay. All right. That being said, let's get on to some important questions. Now, we don't have anybody on the line, right, Bad Bob?
Not at the moment.
Okay, nothing to do the train of thought. Pension reform. I don't believe the governor, Jerry Brown, has a prayer of getting his tax increase through the vote on November. That means that there's going to be a free-for-all for resources in Sacramento. And pension reform is going to be the juiciest target because during this recession, we haven't really reduced our spending. And in fact, the returns in PERS and STIRS and all these other public employee pensions have not been able to hit their targets, which and because of contractual obligations, local and even state governments are obligated to backfill. So somebody once did a projection that growth is something that most Republicans grow on. You know, we're going to grow our way out. The problem here is that we would have to have double-digit growth in California for over a decade in order to just catch up with the spending.
Well, look, pension reform is an absolute must. I don't care if I'm opposed to taxes. I believe with you that Proposition 30 will fail. But we need to get the pension reform in parity with private folks. And until we do that, the state is going to be in a tough way. Like I said, in Lassen County, we've reduced those obligations with our bargaining units, and we did that by leading. We voluntarily reduced our salaries and benefit packages and pensions to the same as the employees. And so we led by that, and they followed. But at the end of the day, the state bargaining units are going to have to come to the table, and it's either that or we're going to go bankrupt. And then if we do go bankrupt, which I would like to talk about debt for a minute. The debt in the state of California, at the federal level, my children, myself, everybody in the state is $50,000 in debt, every man, woman, and child. In the state of California, we're about $13,800 in debt just for our bond debt, not including the pensions and the bonds that are out there. And so those are...
And this is, you're talking about general obligation.
General obligation bonds, yes.
I used to be a blood-sucking investment banker for Solomon Smith Barney, specifically on public debt.
So what happens when you have debt is that you have interest and you have to pay that debt back. What the federal government is doing is printing money, which is devaluing our dollar and allowing... We're going to see hyperinflation in this country, and that's going to cause fuel prices to go up and commodity prices. Those are based on the value of the dollar. So until we get a handle on our debt in this country, and I don't care, everything needs to be on the table to take care of the debt. because we're going to get eat up by the interest, and we're going to fail if we do not take care of our debt. That was the one thing that our board in Lassen County and myself as a leader saw that 4 or 5 years ago, and we said we need to take care of our debt. We need to take care of the obligations so that we don't have that problem in Lassen County, and we've succeeded in that. It's the same thing we need to do at the state level, and it's the same thing we need to do at the federal level. And until we get hold of our debt, we're going to be – the debt's being serviced by other countries, and we're going to be owned by them if we don't take care of our debt issues.
Yeah. And now, speaking of debt spending, realignment has been a measure that was supposed to be a cost-cutting saving. It was for the state.
Yeah.
But what's it doing to the local economy?
It shifted. That's AB 109 is the realignment that we talked about earlier a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically the state not being able to balance their budget, and they're balancing on the backs of the counties, and they're cost-shifting, and it's going to it's coming with not enough resources to take care of the issues. And in most counties, you're going to see a revolving door on prisoners being released because there's not enough resources there to take care of them. In Lassen County, we happen to have enough bed space at the current time, and we're renting those beds out to counties like Shasta and Siskiyou and other counties. But at some point, we'll fill those up, and we're going to be faced with the same issues.
Now, I'm going to switch to water real quick. I mean, we're trying to wrap up and get as many good issues as we can. You know, your opponent had $100,000 dumped into the race in his favor by business and farm interests, ostensibly because of his position on the Scotts Valley water situation. What is your generally? Yes, we know that we'd like to keep as much of the North State water in the North State.
Well, yes, let me
as possible, but
talk about water rights. I have been a long proponent of county of origin water rights. And that's something that we fought at the Regional Council of Rural Counties, and we fought at our county. We have part of the water comes into the Central Valley Project. Actually, the water that comes through my farm ends up in Shasta Lake and is part of the Central Valley Project. I propose that we keep our county of origin water rights. The groundwater is the next big issue, and what's happening at the state levels are trying to regulate our groundwater. It should be regulated at the county level and not by the state, because they will mix county or groundwater and surface water, and that will lose our right as groundwater holders. I'm opposed to taking dams out. A lot of resources for my race, in the primary I raised a lot of money, and most of it, 99% of it came from actual small business owners in this district, farmers, ranchers, loggers, and small business owners.
Okay. Well, you know, Mark Twain once said that in California, whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting over. And on that note, we'll come back with Brian Daly running for state assembly.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Well, I won't back.
This portion
down.
Of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by our friends at Redding Harley Davidson, established in 1977. They are your local Harley dealership. They'll take good care of you, whether you've got a new one, used one, sell your bike, trade it in, and you can get a new Harley under your fanny for great price and with financing available. They're at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. Redding Harley Davidson, experience the ride, live the dream. And we're about 5 minutes away from the top of the hour. We do have a call holding.
Okay, let's hear it.
Terry, you're on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, Brian?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. According to Assemblyman Wood out of San Diego and Assemblyman Nielsen, they don't even know what the debt is as far as California. In the conversation with them, the guess is anywhere between $90 billion and $250 billion. They don't even know.
Right. That's
wouldn't it be better just to cut entitlements? Wouldn't it be better just to have a situation where we can cut back on these regulatory situations we have? And another thing, too, is, and I would ask Mr. Bassetti the same question, are you going to take your retirement from your supervisor job? Are you going to still maintain? How many salaries are you going to maintain?
And well,
I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Terry.
As far as the debt goes, absolutely, we need to do promote jobs and take care of the debt, and that's something I've been talking about for a long time. And as you know, we've taken care of the debt. And as far as my pension goes, yes, I've worked 16 years. I'm just like every other county employee, and I get a small pension that will come from over my time. When I retire, or if I ever retire, and so yeah, I will be receiving that just the same as everyone else. Now, can we move on to...
Basically, before we do our wrap-up, just have one last... your position. Now, everybody that runs for office is running their own race. However, a lot of people have strong feelings about a lot of the propositions that are up. And sometimes the candidate's position on those propositions, like the Jerry Brown's tax increase, can sway people. So... Right now we have Proposition 32, which is notification in order to use money and such. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I've taken a position on Proposition 30, which I'm opposed to any taxes. I've taken a position on Proposition 31, which is one that takes away local control from us, and I believe government would work better. The higher, the closer you are to the people, the better the government works. And there's a bunch of other ones. Actually, 32 through 39, I have not taken a position on any of those yet. One of them affects my business, which is the seed labeling and food labeling one. And so, propositions are
37, isn't it?
Yeah, propositions are very detailed. And so I'm very much reading all those, and I will be taking positions on those shortly.
Now, this is called a segue, and I think I've pretty craftily done it. So if when you do make up your mind, you're going to want to post that somewhere. Do you have a website?
I would like to say that I've been endorsed by 30 county supervisors, three in Shasta County here. Also, former Sheriff Jim Pope has endorsed me here. I've been endorsed by the State Farm Bureau, also been endorsed by the State Sheriff's Association. And we have an event coming up Wednesday night out here at
Hawes Farm.
Hawes Farm. We've been advertising that on this radio station here, and I would encourage folks to come out and have some fun. Take your kids on a ride. It's a precursor of what's going to happen at the Hawes Farm. On the next day, they open for the public.
There are corn mazes, and there are corn mazes,
yes.
But nobody does it like the Hawes Farm.
And so I do have a website, briandally.com, You can friend me on Facebook and follow my campaign. I've put over 50,000 miles on my car. This is a huge district, and I know that every vote counts, and I will work as hard for you as I do my own family and children. I have a great record. You can follow, look at that on my website as far as a business owner and as a county supervisor.
Well, Brian, I appreciate you coming in today. I appreciate the response we've gotten from the public. Obviously, they're engaged, and as I told you, as we get closer and closer, that's just how it's going to be. We're obviously going to have you back because that's just how the cycle works, and hope you can join us.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, and thanks to the folks of Shasta County and those of you out in the listening area. Take a look at me, and I'm doing this for the right reasons. I don't need a job. I have a great one at home, but we need to do something better in this state than what we've been doing.
As my grandmother used to say, you run for office to be somebody or do something. Ryan, sounds like you want to do something.
Absolutely.
All right. This has been Jake Ryan for Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Media. As Carl always says, you know, it's the good guys versus the bad guys. Which are you?
And thank you very much, Jake. And coming up after Fox News, we've got Dennis Miller Show right here on KCNR 1460. It is 76 degrees, and thank you very much for listening. Carl and Linda back tomorrow morning right here on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Husso. The Supreme Court back in session and behind closed doors. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
It's a private conference day for the nine justices, the first of this term where they vote on whether to hear cases appealed to the highest court in the land. On the list, a challenge to Proposition 8, a California ban on same-sex marriage that was later overturned by federal courts. A challenge to the Federal Defense of Marriage Act could also be heard by the Supreme Court. Which cases, if any, are added to this term schedule could be revealed sometime this week. Oral arguments begin next week. Pam.
Thanks, Jared. Mitt Romney on the move campaigning in Colorado before heading to New York. Tomorrow he boards a bus in Ohio. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has more live.
Yeah, he'll be joining running mate Paul Ryan on that bus tour tomorrow. They're making stops in Dayton, Columbus, Cleveland, and Toledo. Before then, Romney speaks at the Clinton Global Initiative Conference in New York. President Obama also in New York tomorrow for the annual UN General